your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Draft Day's edition of the Locked On Sabres podcast. We're doing the second half of our Locked On NHL mock draft, picks 16 through 32.
What's up, guys? Thomas Welch here, host of the Locked On Blues podcast, here with your Locked On selection for the St. Louis Blues in the Locked On NHL mock draft. So without further ado, the St. Louis Blues are proud to select with the 16th pick in the NHL draft, Matthew Coronato, left wing from the Chicago Steel in the USHL. Matthew Coronato scored 48 goals this season in 51 games. And for a Blues team that looks like it could be missing out on some scoring pieces next season with the absence of Vladimir Tarasenko, possibly Mike Hoffman leaving, and Jaden Schwartz in the offseason, I think Matthew Coronato would fit perfectly for this team and this prospect pool that seems to be depleted in that position.
Harrison Lee here from the Locked On Winnipeg Jets podcast, and with the number 17 pick in the Locked On NHL mock draft, the Winnipeg Jets have selected Logan Stankoven of the Kamloops Blazers. The Winnipeg Jets are extremely excited to welcome Logan to the organization. We believe he can be an excellent offensive threat. We understand that he has a great release, excellent offensive instincts, good spatial awareness. He's fast, elusive, and he brings all of the qualities that we believe will make him an NHL superstar one day. This year's first round had many great quality candidates, but Logan stuck out to us the most. His skill in tight spaces, in open spaces, anywhere around the slot area, his vision, his shooting, and the deception of his release all made him a can't-miss prospect for us. We believe he'll be an excellent top six forward one day. We look forward to working with him, and we are excited to welcome Logan to the organization. Stankoven might be a star in the making, so be sure to stay tuned to Locked On Winnipeg Jets to hear the latest about Stankoven's progress and whether or not he'll actually end up getting selected by the Jets. This has been Harrison Lee from Locked On Winnipeg Jets signing off.
Gil Martin here with the 19th pick, the Nashville Predators pick, Fyodor Svechkov, a Russian forward, and he really helps the Predators with a lot of the things they need. Nashville needs more offense over the short term and the long term, and he can provide that, and his versatility is a big plus for Nashville as well. Yes, naturally he's a center, but he could play all three forward positions, and he showed some really good leadership during the World Juniors, centering Russia's most efficient and best line. In addition, he's a responsible player who could get back on defense and play well in his own zone, not just cherry pick and try to play offense. The other thing I like about Svechkov is, while his skating is only average right now, there is certainly room for him to improve, and his form is good, which means as he matures physically, he can improve that area of his game. So the Nashville Predators go with Fyodor Svechkov as their first pick in this mock draft.
Hey, it's Hernan Salas here from the Locked On Oilers podcast. And with the 19th pick in the Locked On NHL mock draft, the Edmonton Oilers select from the Edmonton Oil Kings goaltender Sebastian Kosa. I think Kosa would be a great fit for the Edmonton Oilers. He plays here, obviously, he's junior hockey. He's familiar with the fans. He's familiar with the arena. And at the end of the day, the Oilers eventually have to get that number one stud goaltender. It might take him a few years, but I do think Sebastian Kosa does have a bright future in the NHL. Looking at his stats in his junior career, very good numbers. He was 38-7-4 with a 1.98 goals against and a 9.28 save percentage in his WHL career. Some of the comments on him, this one says, Kosa projects as a quality NHL starting goalie with potential to become upper echelon. I was lucky enough to cover the Oil Kings and watch a lot of games at Rogers Place. And yeah, he's very confident, very well-rounded, and projected by many of the draft experts to go in the first round, a guy to have in your system, a guy that can potentially be your number one in the future. So for the Edmonton Oilers, Edmonton Oil King goaltender Sebastian Kosa is the pick.
Aaron here from the Locked On Boston Bruins podcast. And with the 21st pick in the Locked On NHL mock draft, the Boston Bruins select Regina, Saskatchewan native defenseman Corson Coolmans from the AJHL's Brooks Bandits. He's a right-hand shot defenseman who recorded 4 goals and 7 assists in 8 games for the Bandits last season. He's 6'2", 196 pounds, but can skate well, and has been described as aggressively offensive. The challenge will be helping him balance that physical presence as well as his offensive prowess. Coolmans is committed to play at the University of Wisconsin, and fits Boston's mold in terms of developing his game at the NCAA level. The goal here could see him form a next wave of Bruins defensemen with Mason Lorai, a second-round pick from 2020, on his left side. This pick wouldn't be a huge reach for the Bruins, as has been their custom. Coolmans is ranked 14th among North American skaters heading into the draft. He was ranked 18th by TSN's Bob McKenzie, although Elite Prospects has him as high as 55th. Don't forget to subscribe to Locked On Boston Bruins for all the latest on the Black and Gold and to get all the info on who they actually select at the 2021 NHL Entry Draft.
Hey everybody, Seth Topol, host of Locked On Wild here, and with the 22nd pick in the Locked On NHL Mock Draft, the Minnesota Wild are pleased to select forward Zachary LaRue of the Halifax Mooseheads of the QMJHL. Elite Prospects has this to say about LaRue. So much of LaRue's game is defined by his physicality. He's an enthusiastic hitter, one who's put more than his fair share of poor opponents into the boards or onto the ice. He'll get under his opponent's skin after the whistles. He'll fight. He'll mix it up. His problem-solving ability through secondary and tertiary defense variables lets him make plays where others would struggle to retain possession. So a gritty, aggressive forward to add to the Wild's base and should play nicely with some of those other skill players that the Wild have at their disposal.
This is Nolan Bianchi with Locked On Red Wings, and with the 22nd pick in the 2021 Locked On NHL Mock Draft, the Detroit Red Wings are proud to select another Swedish prospect. It's going to be Simone Robertson. This is a guy that gives you top six upside, might be one of the best scorers in the draft, has an incredible shot, and on top of that, he can play both ways. He can play on the penalty kill, and he's got a great motor by all accounts. This is somebody who not only adds to that Swedish mafia like I talked about, but also brings something a little bit different to the prospect pool. In recent years, some of the top prospects, Lucas Raymond, Theodore Niederbach, those are guys that are going to be playmakers in the NHL. So it's not as much of a concern to me if maybe, his Simone Robertson's playmaking isn't up to snuff, because if he's going to be catching passes with Lucas Raymond, he's going to be able to weaponize that shot. And with the prospects that the Red Wings are building around Simone Robertson, feels like that might be a good opportunity for him to step in and be a real difference maker with this next group.
This is Armando Velez from the Locked On Florida Panthers podcast, making the pick for the Florida Panthers at number 24 in this 2021 Locked On NHL Mock Draft. And with the 24th pick, the Florida Panthers are pleased to select center Mackie Samoskevich. Samoskevich averaged just over a point a game in his final season with the USHL Chicago Steel. He is committed to play this year at the University of Michigan this upcoming season. Samoskevich's game is more as a distributing center. He is a great puck handler, and one great thing about his play is that he is a playmaker. He finds the open teammates. He knows how to create space in the offensive zone. So it makes him the right pick in this situation, as the Florida Panthers in this situation are going best player available at number 24. So Mackie Samoskevich is the pick here for the Florida Panthers.
Jay Foster, Locked On Blue Jackets here to make the 25th overall pick in the Locked On NHL Mock Draft 2021. I am selecting defenseman Carson Lambos of the Winnipeg Ice, formerly the Kootenay Ice. He kind of had a rough start to the season. He bounced around a little bit in the lineup, but he is a solid puck-moving defenseman. A lot of places are comparing him to a guy like Cale Makar. I don't know if you've heard of him. He seems to be a pretty good young defenseman. All the scouting seems to say he's quick on his feet. He's smart. He makes some stupid decisions sometimes, but that's to be expected of a young, still developing defenseman. And if he falls to 25th, then I think the Blue Jackets should pick him up. He's projected anywhere from 11 upwards by a variety of different places. I know Bob McKenzie has him ranked as high as 15. Elite Prospects has him ranked as low as 33. But I think that kind of in the sweet spot in the middle there, 25th overall, I think we could do a lot worse than a guy like Carson Lambos. So that is my pick at 25th overall For more draft analysis and prospect talk, you can find Locked On Blue Jackets wherever you get podcasts, or you can follow the Twitter at @LO_BlueJackets.
A word for Bet Online, the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but you got the NBA, college hoops, the NHL, all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. For these Saber games, you could bet on the exact amount of which either the Sabres or their opponent will win by. So if you think the Sabres are going to win by exactly two, you can find odds for the Sabres winning by exactly two. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, the best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag is the site. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Remember to use the promo code Locked On. If you have not tried a Built Bar yet, I strongly encourage you to do so, as somebody that did not eat protein bars because of the taste. And as somebody, am I a candy snob? Am I an aficionado? I don't know. I eat a lot, not as much anymore. Growing up, a lot of candy bars. And I'm telling you, Built Bar is a candy bar. It's not. It tastes like one, though. You have 18 amazing flavors to pick from, including 6 new flavors: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. If you go for the coconut almond puff flavor, that is my favorite. And I'm not even a coconut guy, but it's like eating a Mallow cup. That's how good it is. Built Bars are also great for the healthy conscious guy. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for keto diets. For example, the peanut butter flavor, 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, only 5 grams of sugar, and only 5 grams net carbs. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com.
Hey, everybody. Seth Topal, host of Locked On Wild, back for another pick in the Locked On NHL Mock Draft. The Minnesota Wild, with the 26th pick in the Locked On NHL Mock Draft, select forward Nikita Chibrikov of SKA St. Petersburg of the KHL. Chibrikov, if you give him space, a runaway through the neutral zone, or a pocket in the offensive end, he will cut around the opposition with a combination of rapid handling and crossover moves. He locates teammates early in possession sequences and finds ways to reach them by going to his backhand, by saucing the puck above sticks, banking it on the boards, or the goalie's pads. An elite puck handler to go further with an elite group of offensive skill players for the Minnesota Wild. I guess they say the rich get richer. And so that is who the Wild are taking with the 26th pick.
Hey there, folks. Jared Ellis here, host of Locked On Hurricanes. And with the 27th pick in the 2021 Locked On NHL Mock Draft, the Carolina Hurricanes select Colton Dock, center from the Saskatoon Blades of the WHL. I know to some this may seem like a bit of a dark horse pick, but I really do like Colton. NHL Central Scouting had him ranked at 19th. He had a really breakout season in the WHL this year. He's a very big-bodied centerman, standing 6'4", weighing 205 pounds. He's a jack of all trades, folks. He plays a really good two-way game. He's a very, very gritty player. He's a good passer and a very accurate shot. You guys may recognize his last name, Doc, from his brother playing up in Chicago, Kirby Doc. They do have a lot of similarities, but again, Colton is a bit more of a better goal scorer. A lot of people maybe thought he was more of a second round pick, but I do think the Hurricanes are right at taking him at the 27th spot. I think, you know, with a little bit of time, he can develop into a really good centerman for the Hurricanes, because they're going to need a big-bodied centerman before too long, because Jordan Staal is getting up there in age. He does have some issues with, like, acceleration and whatnot, but that is something that, with time, that can easily be worked on. So, welcome to the Hurricanes, Colton.
What's going on, everyone? Chris from the Locked On Avalanche podcast here, and with the 28th pick in the Locked On NHL mock draft, the Colorado Avalanche select Brennan Hoffman from the OHL. And because the OHL was a canceled season, he played last year over in Switzerland. Hoffman is a player that gets under your skin, and he's the type of guy, if he's on your team, you love him. If he's not on your team, you hate him. But he's very calculated in how he plays his aggressive style. He's not out just to bash a head in or take an illegal hit. He's very calculated, and it almost makes him play better throughout the course of a game. And that's not just to say that's all he can do. He has a very good offensive skill set. Very good shot, very good wrist shot, very good slap shot. He has a wide arsenal of offensive ability. So the Avalanche would welcome him with open arms, because we really think the Avs are going to want to get a little bit more physical. And he is that style of guy and that style of player. And the fact that he just doesn't go around headhunting, and he can play the game with a aggressive style, but not overly aggressive. And just enough to get under your skin and be a nuisance. So the Avalanche go defense the last 3 out of 4 years, and this year they would go offense with Brennan Hoffman.
Hi, this is Carlo from the Locked On Golden Knights podcast, and for the 30th pick on the Locked On NHL mock draft, the Vegas Golden Knights select Javier Bregault of the Shawinigan Cataracts of the QMJHL. Bregault is a versatile two-way forward who can score. He can play both center and wing and shoots right-handed. Bregault had 40 points and 20 goals on the shortened season and 33-19-20 season last year in 63 games. Vegas could always use a more reliable scorers up front, and Bregault really feels that need. For more on the Golden Knights, go check out Locked On Golden Knights wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. It is Scott Matlow with Locked On Canadiens, and I am here to announce our pick in the Locked On mock draft. We are drafting 31st overall, obviously after a deep Stanley Cup run where they came up just a little bit short, but at the same time, there were a ton of incredibly talented players at the end of the first round, and we think we might have found the diamond in the rough. So we are proud to select from Carpot in Liga right winger Samu Toamala. We've had a lot of luck with Finnish players in Montreal in recent years. Arturi Lehkonen got him to the Cup final. Jesperi Kotkaniemi was taken third overall. Jesse Ylönen lit up the AHL this year after a strong showing in the Liga for the past couple of seasons as well. Laura and I are very happy to add this player. Speedy, tenacious, loves to shoot the puck, played at over a point per game pace in the U20 league this year, and also earned a call up to Liga playing with the men as an 18-year-old and had a strong showing at the under-18 tournament as well. It's not every day that you can get an absolutely tenacious winger who loves to just do nothing but shoot the puck, something the Canadians could definitely use more of. We've seen how well it went with Cole Caulfield, who loves to shoot it. Why not add another player like that to this organization? As always, if you want to check out our podcast, we are at Locked On Canadiens wherever you get your podcast, and at @LO_Canadiens on Twitter. Go Habs, go.
Hi, Trent Matthews once again for my pick for the New Jersey Devils. So with the 31st overall selection in the Locked On NHL mock draft, the New Jersey Devils are proud to select Isaac Rosen from Sweden. Now, he played for the Swedish Hockey League this past few seasons, which is the highest level competition there in Sweden. He is a winger similar to Alexander Holtz, so it's going to be a Swedish takeover for the New Jersey Devils, as these two can pair very nicely in the future. He shoots left-handed, so he collects most pucks mid-stride. His handling and skating forms are nearly impeccable. He'll send false signals between the blue lines to move the feet of opposing defenders, cutting east and west using the dotted line. He'll fake weight shifts, shoulder shimmy, and just overpower helpless defender. So he is a great playmaker and just a very technician person, and he's exceptional at reading the game. So I believe that kind of player would fit beautifully for the New Jersey Devils. He also has speed to burn. So very similar to, I guess, the game of Jack Hughes. So last season, he appeared in 12 games and he was able to net 12 points, 7 goals, and 5 assists. And I believe his best season came just a few years ago during the 2017-2018 season when he was an alternate captain over in the Swedish League when he appeared in 25 games, had 19 goals, 19 assists for a grand total of 38 points. So he is just a great playmaker, has speed to burn, like I mentioned. And I think he and Alexander Holtz would fit very well together because Alexander Holtz is a right winger and Rosen can play the left wing, and he's also capable of playing the right wing as well. So just two great Swedish wingers for the New Jersey Devils to help build for our future. So Swedish Fish takeover in New Jersey.
Jay Foster, Locked On Blue Jackets here to select the final pick in the first round of the Locked On NHL Mock Draft 2021. I am selecting Oscar Aulason from HV71. He is generally predicted to go maybe late second round, but I have selected him in the first round because by all accounts, he is a defensive talent. He has kind of suffered this season from being one of the youngest players in the draft. And it's a very heavy draft for Swedish forwards, so he's kind of gotten lost in the mix with guys like Fabian Lysell, William Eklund kind of taking up a lot of scouting attention. But he can score, he can skate, he plays on the power play. He kind of split his time between the under 18 side of HV71 and the SHL side, but I'm excited to see him continue in men's hockey as opposed to junior hockey and see what he can do. He has so far been really good. He had 27 points in 16 games at the under 18 level, and he's kind of holding his own in the SHL as we speak. So like I say, I'm excited to see more of Olsson and what he can do with a full season at the adult level of men's hockey. For more kind of draft analysis, thoughts on this, you can find Locked On Blue Jackets at @LO_BlueJackets on Twitter and anywhere you get podcasts.
All right, that's it for our Locked On NHL mock draft. Thanks to everybody for listening. Me and Jordan Hanskin are going to be reacting to the Rasmus Ristolainen trade as well as what the Sabres do in the first round of the NHL draft after tonight's draft. I got a bunch of responsibilities today at WGR, so we're going to record after the first round on Friday night so that you'll have that ready to go on Saturday morning for the weekend. So until then, talk to you then. Enjoy the draft. This has been the Locked On Sabres podcast with Joe DiBiase.